This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our heroes of the Holocaust stories called A Light in the Cellar.
Robert Sadows was a Latvian Christian who'd been both a seaman and a boxer. But when the Nazis overtook his country, Robert was working as a janitor. He was friends with David Zifkon, a Jewish resident of the building where he worked. And as the Nazis began their murderous plans for Latvia's Jews, Robert promised David his help. The Nazis gathered the city's Jews into a ghetto. By October of 1943, David realized this would lead to death for them all. He escaped the ghetto with his wife and another Jewish couple, and that Christian custodian welcomed the four of them right into his home. Robert Sadows hid the Jews in a concealed area of his cellar. More Jewish refugees were soon to come. Those initial four would stay hidden in the basement for a year and a half until the area was liberated from the Germans, but they wouldn't be alone. A few months later, they were joined by three Jewish men, then three more. In April of 1944, David's sister Rivka arrived with her three-year-old daughter Ada. Robert realized the cellar was no place for a toddler, so he arranged for the little girl to stay with a nearby widow. But even with the toddler gone, the cellar still held 11 people. Feeding themselves during the war was hard enough for Robert's family, much less 11 extra mouths. Some of the hidden Jews were expert workmen, and they helped Robert with repair work, bringing in extra money to pay for their food. I'll share more of this story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 friends of the Jewish people as righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting ifcj.org/heroes.